Well, hello guys. Now here's a bit of local news. This is in Brighton, the UK, and this is called Blakers Park. And I know it very well, because when I was a younger man, I used to live near there. And the park used to be my second home. Then I used to play football, soccer, all the time there. We even had a gang. Yeah, that's right. Of course, it wasn't a gang like that. And there was actually Femons in our gang as well. Now, it's not a very big park, but there's been a petition to try to ban dogs from going to this park. And I really do like dogs, because in most cases, they're better than humans. But the trouble is, there's too many dogs just in the Brighton area alone. And this park isn't all that big, so you can imagine how much dog poop is everywhere. I don't know how many dogs are in the Brighton area, but it's got to be very, very high. Most people don't just have one dog. I see a lot of people with 2 to 3 dogs. And there's just not enough open area in the Brighton area for them to run and poop. Sure, people are supposed to pick it up, but it still leaves a residue on the ground, doesn't it? And quite a few people don't pick it up. And some of it you can't pick up. As a younger man, I always used to have dogs, mostly Labradors. But that was in Canada, where there's plenty of room to run. Even myself, where I'm living now, if I go for a walk, I have to dodge dog walkers everywhere. There's just too many damn dogs in Brighton. And a lot of the bigger dogs live in flats as well. That's apartments, by the way, and quite small. They should bring a law in that one household should only be able to have one dog. Even then there would be more population of dogs than people, I think. And it's not really the dogs that are the problem, it's the space. There isn't any. Well, like I say, around here if you go for a walk, you've got somebody coming the other way who's walking their dog. They take up the whole path. You have to move. And a lot of times it's a designer dog that's cost more than my car did. And there's hundreds of them. Maybe they should come up with a certain amount of dogs in a certain area, that's all. And when they meet the quota, nobody else can have a dog, until a space becomes free. Of course, it probably won't affect you guys in the States or whatever. Plenty of room there. But in the UK and most places, dogs have become a pandemic. Now, you see that green bench there on the left? You know what? I sat there one time and contemplated life. Of course, that didn't work out too well. But the good thing was that as I got a bit older, I started going to the pubs, and there's a real good pub around there as well. You know what? I might go visit it, see what's changed. I know I have. Second thoughts, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe a shithole now. Take it easy, guys.